Pratt declared disaster zone after strong floods. Homes, supply lines, public services hit hard. Pratt. Authorities declared Pratt a disaster zone after parts of it were badly hit by flash floods and forest runoff. 3 days of heavy rain flooded hundreds of residents' homes, cut off supply lines, and crippled public services. Three Long District Tambuns, Banpin, Hui Aw, and Hui Tung, were hit hard by floods during pre-dawn hours yesterday, with 400 families affected. In Tambun Banpin, flash floods and forest runoff cut off a 15-meter-long section of railway and inundated hundreds of villagers' homes. A local train service from Den Chai Station to the north was halted yesterday as railroad staff checked bridges and tunnels in the area for damage. About 1,000 rye of corn plantations and rice fields were also submerged in 1 to 1.5 meters of water. In Tambun Hui Aw, forest runoff had swollen the Hui Mekiang Canal to the point of overflowing its banks into Mu Three village, killing hundreds of villagers' livestock animals. Many fish in ponds were also swept away during the deluge. A 20-meter-long bridge connecting Ban Mekiang and Ban Machong Fai in the Tambun collapsed, and a 30-meter section of Wat Selang Road was badly damaged during the flash floods. In Tambun Hua Tung, forest runoff in Hua Yap Canal flowed over into a temple and hit hundreds of homes. The floods destroyed two bridges in the area. Kasem Watanatam, Pratt governor, ordered his staff to provide immediate help to flood victims. Mr. Kasem said Pratt faced flooding every year, but this year's flood was much worse than anything the province had experienced in previous years. He said the authorities had neither inspected the damage nor assured those affected by the floods that they were entitled to compensation. Meanwhile, His Majesty the King delivered disaster relief packages via the army to flood victims in Renang Province yesterday. Renang was badly hit by floods about a week ago, following heavy monsoon rains, affecting thousands of families. The Meteorological Department yesterday warned residents in high-risk areas in the north, the upper northeast, and the south to be on alert for possible flooding.